Father, lift your hand. Father, we thank you this morning for Zion's song. Yes. We thank you for the great preparation of supernatural prayer. Yes. And now, Lord, we come to your word. Yes. I know you've spoken to me. Now, help me, Holy Spirit, to say it in a way that they can hear it and the anointing can fall on each person under the sound of my voice here in Darrow and around the world. We give you all the glory and all the honor that every man, every woman, every boy, every girl in the nursery and in the children's church will be touched and covered and sustained during these times. We bless churches everywhere in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles, if you will, to Luke Gospel for a minute. In a few moments, we're going to read some very important verses. You have heard them before. I want you to write this down. The kingdom of God is a constant supernatural atmosphere. The kingdom of God is a constant supernatural atmosphere. With that in mind, I want you to read with me Luke chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. The kingdom of God is a constant supernatural atmosphere. Now, what we're going to read is that constant supernatural atmosphere lives no I said a constant supernatural atmosphere, or atmosphere of miracles, signs, and wonders lives on the inside of me. In the text, in Luke 17, 20, it says, "And when he had was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither should they say, lo here, what you looking for? Or lo there, what you looking for? The answer is on the inside of you. For behold, now read that last part. So you personalize that, say the kingdom of God is within me. You see that? Now that is real powerful. Matter of fact, I'll take you to something else, the Lord. I woke up this morning. I wake up with a meditation. I need to know what to meditate. I need to know what to pray. And then I'm ready to make my steps. Okay, so I told him, I said, now this morning, what is it? What is my meditation for this morning? Turn to Psalm 145. Psalm 145. Now you need to read the whole psalm. I would like to read it, but there's some other things I have to preach this morning. But Psalm 145, verse 9. The Lord is good to all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And his tender mercies are over all his works. And thy works shall praise thee, O Lord. And thy saints shall bless thee. How? Verse 11. They shall speak of thy glory, of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power. Remember the subject now. Remember the subject. The kingdom of God is a constant supernatural atmosphere that you have on the inside of you. In other words, let me make a statement. The devil has no attack you can't address. Now, something was solved there. See, when you come in the presence of God and the gospel is preached to you, some things need to be solved. The devil has no attack that the miracles, signs, and wonders and presence of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the Holy Spirit, of the kingdom on the inside of you cannot address. Stop looking on the outside. Stop looking on the internet. Stop calling somebody else. Pause a minute. Be still. Don't be afraid of anything that come on your life. Don't be afraid of it. Be still. And wait on God. Let me help you this morning. I don't care what you're addressing, what you're dealing with now. The Lord want to answer it for you this morning. He says to tell you, you have the answer on the inside of you. It is called the kingdom of God. It activates the kingdom of heaven. And nothing can stop it. This will upset normal religion. You're going to have to stop relying so much on church membership and start flowing in kingdom citizenship. You're not putting the church down, but you're putting the church in its position. The kingdom did not come out of the church. The church came out of the kingdom. Satan, because of a lack of the fivefold ministry gift, has made us church members and do not want us to think about we're a kingdom citizen. We own everything. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. Are you here with me? All of the distraction that's going on in the church, Satan wants you to look at it. All of those demonical seem like takeover. They can't do it. But it need kingdom believers to rise up and say, all power is in his hand. Are you following me? Now, I want to continue reading here because I want to say some things off this sheet that I wrote in meditation this morning that are going to lift you up. But look again in Psalm 145 and verse 12, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, underlined mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Now remember the kingdom on the inside of you. Where you been looking? Where you going to look tomorrow? You follow what I'm saying? Now watch what he says. Verse 13, the kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And thy dominion endures through all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. And you can go on and on and on and on. Here's a few things I want you to write down or get, and may the Holy Spirit breathe on it. I must know that the kingdom of God is in me. I must know what it is and how to release it on a daily basis. I must know the kingdom of God is in me And look in Luke 14. Oh, no, Romans 14, 17. I must know that the kingdom of God is in me. What it is. And how to release it on a daily basis. You have a I don't want to use that word. You have a threefold rim on the inside of you that is above this world standard. Romans 14, 17, you there? Righteousness. Peace. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness is in me. Peace. And joy of the Holy Ghost is in me. I can pull either one out at any moment by faith. Matter of fact, I believe I'll pull my righteousness out right now. Matter of fact, I believe I'll pull my peace out right now. I'll pull my joy in the Holy Ghost out. I don't care what's going on around me. I'm not talking about what's around me. Wait a minute, let me talk to you. I'm not talking about what's around me. I'm not talking about what's going on the outside. But I'm going to make some pulls from the inside. I think I'll pull some peace out right now. All hell is broken loose everywhere, but I got peace I can pull on the inside, and I can stand in that peace while the hell going on. That's on the inside of me. There's an atmosphere on the inside of me that pays no attention to Satan. I have a life on the inside of me this world can't control. I don't care who break out. I don't care who say the Bible not right. I got something on the inside of me can control everything on the outside. The kingdom of God is the engine of my life. All I got to do is keep the switch turned on. Look in Matthew 16, 18. You have, my brothers and sisters, you have keys of the kingdom on the inside of you for your use anytime you need them. Gates of hell will not prevail against them. Where's those keys at? They got a verse in there with the keys in them. Verse 19. Give me verse 19. That's the one I really want you to have. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt, that's a seller. I bind that in Jesus' name. I loose that in Jesus' name. You have the authority to loose and bind. Because you're a child of the living God. That's another now. You heard that. I must know that the kingdom of God is in me, right?
Yes, sir.
And what it is, and how to release it on a daily basis, right?
Yes, sir.
My life must preach the kingdom. You must know, my brothers and sisters, thank you, Holy Ghost. You must know you're a walking miracle. Because you're a child of the living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You must know you're not a program. You're a person. Empowered. Listen very carefully. With the presence of God. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm empowered. With the presence of God. Now, don't get scared. I'm about to say something. Don't get afraid now. And don't shut me down. Or do you want me to say it? I'm just as powerful as God is. Y'all won't get church on me now. He said, oh no, I ain't saying that. If you ever come to grip with that revelation, those little things you're going through are going to get slapped this morning. See, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When I say I'm as powerful as he is, that means I'm going to release him to do in my life what I need done. You can't be afraid to say that. You can't be afraid to do that. You can't be afraid to be that, because that's what he wants you to be. Are you following me? See, what Satan wants you to think about is your shortcoming. But I got a word for him. Repent. You got to know how powerful the kingdom of God that is in you, how powerful it is. It's an atmosphere that is filled with miracles all the time, signs and wonders. Any good thing can happen any moment in your life. You can get a new heart, a new liver, new legs, new eyes, a new kidney. Your brain can be renewed. Not our time or old time or no other time. Your brain can, at any moment. You listen to this very carefully, because it's in another realm. Time and times does not control my kingdom. Time and times does not control my kingdom. Now, you will hear a lot of crazy things about the church. I mean, if you a lot of crazy things about church. A church going crazy, said church did. But you step up and say, I'm a kingdom citizen. And my church operate out the kingdom. My relationship of God, my membership as a church member works out of the kingdom of God. Because the church, y'all have messed the church up so much and brought all that old crazy stuff in there, and everybody think they in authority and don't really go by the real authority of God, and many Christians are real weak, but I'm growing stronger and stronger every day. Because I got a revelation of Jesus Christ on the inside of me. And so I'm not going with all this stuff that y'all bringing in the church. You ain't bringing it in me. And the church not going down either. Too many kingdom citizens have been in the church. The kingdom of God is a constant supernatural atmosphere. Let me get there, and then I'll get to work. I'm going to give you what he's giving me in meditation in the morning. God is the blesser who gives us the capacity to live a full, rich life. God gives us the capacity, no matter what's going on around us, to live a full, rich life. Now, listen to this very carefully. God's unsearchable greatness is revealed in his kingdom. God unsearchable, not in his church. The church got to get it out of the kingdom. Now, one of the things, see, the source is greater than the substance. And if you try to use the substance without the source, you're not going to have the respect you need to get. You didn't get it. I know. That's see, because he just said that to me. That's why. So we're getting it together. See, don't try to use the substance without the source. It is the source that validate the substance. So if you try to be a church member without recognizing the empowerment of kingdom citizenship, I told you Jesus talked about the church 2 times and talked about the kingdom 100 times. He wasn't putting one down, but he letting you know one come from the other one. All our lives, we've been taught church membership. You just want to talk to me because I know you. I've been doing it for 50 years. But now the apostolic and the prophetic is coming to let you know to pull all the fivefold ministry together. Now you have to walk as a kingdom citizen, and a member of the church. Citizen, member. What sounds more stronger to you? All right, that's what it's for, almost half hour. Oh, my God. So you got kingdom keys, Matthew 16, 18, right? And then in Matthew 13, verses 10 and 11, look at that with me. Oh, hallelujah, I feel like preaching this morning. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Something about to happen in here. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Somebody about to get delivered. Somebody about to get set free up in here. Somebody's life about to make a turnaround. Somebody about to shout the victory. Somebody about to shout glory to God. Somebody say it's not bad as it looks. Somebody say I'm about to get resurrected up in here. I'm about to get in the presence of God. I'm about to get into the glory and the power at the same time. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Don't worry about it. It's over. I said, don't worry about it. That's what I'm hearing now. It's over. He told me to say it a third time. Don't worry about it. It's over. So whatever you're dealing with, he sent you here for a reason to get an it's over anointing on you. I said to get an it's over anointing on you. Whatever it takes. If it takes a miracle, if it takes a sign, if it takes wonders, God said, whatever it takes, it's over. I received that. Because I'm seeking you to identify me. Because there's some things I need to be over. Anybody got any things yet that need to be over? Well, God dug it, it just got over. Now, that what should happen to you when you go to church. Whatever you packing. That is a load on your life when you come in the presence of God. And if the real gospel is preached, your conclusion should be, it is over. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by truth and not by facts. Walk by faith and not by failure. We walk by faith and not by fear. May the presence of God be stirred up in you like never before. Hallelujah. Online members, you hear me? May the presence of God be stirred up in you like never before. Now, when you say you have the kingdom of God on the inside of you, You have the kingdom, the power, and the glory. I won't tell my story. I got the kingdom, the power, and the glory at work on the inside of me. Now tell me who can stop the kingdom, the power, and the glory that's on the inside of me. But I got to stir it up. And I believe this morning, I'm going to stir up the kingdom, the power, and the glory that's on the inside of me. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what nobody else say. This morning, I'm stirring up the kingdom, the power, and the glory that's on the inside of me. I don't care about my shortcomings. I don't care about my weaknesses. Right now, I'm stirring up the kingdom, the power, and the glory that's on the inside of me. So if I miss a turn, I'm getting back on the road. I'm going to walk in kingdom, power, and glory, anointing the rest of my life. It's in me. But today, I'm letting come on the outside. Come on, son. Are you activating it? I receive you. Are you activating it?
Yes.
What you activating?
The kingdom, power, and glory.
That's on the inside of me. If you find somebody standing next to you not activated, slap them. Because the Lord wants you to have it today. The kingdom, the power, and the glory, I activate. Now. Stop lying to me. Tell me I'm not going to make it. I'm a kingdom carrier. You got your shouting clothes?
Yeah.
I sit down and turn to Matthew 6. Are you telling me I'm a shouting clothes and tell me to sit down? Or I can't. Turn to Matthew 6. Lord, help me here. Lord, help me here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got two questions. What you're dealing with or who you're dealing with? All of them control this morning. Everything that is against you. As you let the atmosphere of the kingdom be stirred up on the inside of you, miracles, signs, and wonders gonna come out of you into your life and change on the job, at home, every situation, in the car, in the house, in your body, in your finances, in your family, in your marriage, in everything change this morning because the kingdom of God is stirred up on the inside of you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
Somebody say the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
And And his mercy,
and his mercy
endureth forever. And I'm blessed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
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 I'm not sick.
I'm not sick.
I'm well.
I'm well.
Stop lying to me, buddy.
I'm
not broke.
I'm not broke.
I'm rich.
I'm rich.
Stop lying to me.
Stop lying to me.
I'm not sad.
I'm not sad.
I'm full of joy.
I'm full of joy.
Stop lying to me.
Stop lying to me.
I get my joy back this morning.
Matter
of fact, I'm gonna dance a little bit right now because I get my joy back. I get my joy. I get my joy back right now. Take my joy. Take your joy back. Take your happiness back. Take your peace back. The Lord said, I didn't say you wasn't going to go through things or something. I didn't say you wasn't going to go through something. Get the word through. Y'all stop stopping. I'm going through. Don't let no bad situation become your destiny. So any situation you got now is not right. Just know you're going. Oh my, would y'all let me preach up in here? I'm anything that's not right in your life right now, just say I'm going. If that is true, everybody in here is free. Because whatever you challenge is, whatever you're going through now, you're going through it. Come on, daughter. I better shut up before I mess this sermon up. That's $200. Y'all? She got a wife in her. Why ask the question? Are y'all? You understand the question? I've been preaching to you, right?
Yeah.
So now I'm asking for the result. Are you out?
Yeah.
No, some of y'all face don't look like y'all out. Y'all still looking at me kind of puzzled. What do you mean, am I out? Has you been listening? The Holy Ghost up in here, man. Has you been listening? If you ask the person next to you, y'all, look at me now. Are you out or what? See, I didn't ask you what you're going through. I asked you, are you out? I want you to point to somebody and then point to yourself and say, I got miracles on the inside of me. And I'm going to let them out. I'm going to let them out. I'm going to let them out. I'm going to let them out today. I'm going to let them out today. I'm going to let them out right now. I'm letting all the miracles on the inside of me come out right now. I'm going to try y'all find a song, boy. I'm almost through. Y'all find a song. Y'all find a song. Quick, find a song. Don't give me no little dry song either. I want a song. Come on, come on, daughter. Tell somebody I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Yes, sir. I'll receive yes, ma'am. Some $500 check. Look at the point and say, are you really out? Are you just talking?
they have something to shout about right now? Well, go ahead and shout right now. Shout like y'all. Give God praise. Shout like y'all. I looked over the congregation. I saw a few people not shouting. You didn't hear what I said? The kingdom of God is on the inside of you, and you going through, but you're out. I just want to read this scripture and I'll close. May the Holy Ghost give great significance to it now. Remember, you're the vessel that God is using. See, I'm the vessel that God is using right now in the earth realm to release heaven. Whoa, you heard that? Whoa, I'm a heaven releaser. Write that down. I'm a heaven releaser. The kingdom of heaven connects with the kingdom of God that is on the inside of me, that releases heaven on earth. Y'all can come up and line up. Y'all will be praying. I feel like running. Anybody else feel like running? I feel like running. I'm free, man. My goodness. Just a little while. Let's run a little while. Let's run up in here a little while. Woo, my goodness. I feel the glory of God. Hallelujah. I love my brother and my sister. Hallelujah. Everybody getting blessed up in here. Hallelujah. Everybody getting blessed up in here. If you don't want to run, don't stop me from running. Let me run. Get out the way. Let me. I'm running in the kingdom. And the kingdom running in me. Lord, have mercy. Give somebody a high five. Say, thank you, Lord, for letting me come here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all high five my visitors here. High five them visitors there. Let them know you love. Thank them for coming. Hallelujah. Here, son. I'll see you. Hallelujah. Boys keep walking, boys keep walking, bringing $1,000 checks. And that's something. I say it because I know we ain't broke. Say, I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. I ain't gonna let nobody break my heart either. You can say what you want, I know who I am. Tell me. In Christ. In him I live. Move. And have my being. I'm going to see what you would do with this. I'm going to enjoy myself today. I don't care what happens. I'm going to keep my joy.
All right, get your Bible. You don't need to get the Bible. I'm going to leave you these two scriptures because I want you to, because I got so many things. Enabling grace, supernatural strength, all of those things I didn't get to today. I'll get to them. You must always be aware of this divine fact, that the supernatural kingdom atmosphere is always in you. Lord, manifest your supernatural atmosphere in and through me. In and through me. I have miracles, signs, and wonders living in me at all times. What? You heard that? I am learning how to consistently tap into my divine potentials. The atmosphere, dynamics, and wealth of the supernatural life. I'm called to live the days of heaven on earth. I have enabling grace and supernatural strength.